Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live around the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joe Arion. And we welcome all who listen to us all over the planet. You know, isn't it horrendous that millions of disabled people have to go through life unprotected for the basic things that we need? I mean, just unbelievable. You know, no other group would tolerate what we tolerate. They'd be out there, and I hate to say it, and I don't condone it, they'd be out there, and I'm sure that there would be violence if their lives were violated the way ours are, especially without a law. See, people, whether they like the law or not, are protected. Okay? People demand justice. They may not like the justice, but the justice at least is there. You see, with justice, you can mount an appeal if you don't like the decision. You know? We don't have that because we don't have a real law to protect us, even where there is a so-called set of rules, the American Disability Act, which is celebrated next month by millions of people. I'm not one of them. But that's not a real law. It's a set of rules that has to be interpreted by a judge. Now, there are many, many examples here of what I'm talking about. The biggest one, in my mind, as a blind person, is the service dog system that we have to deal with, all right? You apply for a dog, you go through holy hell, you got to get a doctor's report, you got to answer a whole lot of personal questions, you got to give them references and all that. And they make it appear as if it's a rocket scientist type situation where a person has to go to school for years and years and years to learn mathematics and all that stuff, which is a bunch of bull. It's not like that at all. All right, now people can go for years trying to get a guide dog. They can be denied by different schools all over the country. Right? Now just picture this. Picture somebody interfering with your way of life, your safety, your eyes, you know, without a law. Nothing you can do legally. No law. The agency doesn't even have a license to train the dog. That's why there's no law. Now they're interfering with your eyes, with your life, which to many can be interpreted as a hate crime. And it should be. You know, bring it under law that way. How do you know that the school or the personnel, anyone affiliated with the school, is not denying that person the dog because they hate something about them? The schools hated the fact that I became a street musician. They hated that. And they denied me a guide dog. How many more people have they hated over the years who did other things that they didn't approve of without a law? And I'm not saying that the disabled person is always right. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying that there should be a fairness here. There should be a law. They should have to prove, you know, let them prove that it's not a hate crime. Isn't that the American way? Isn't that the way we're supposed to do things? If somebody violates your life, your safety, you have the protection of the law. That safety becomes a guide dog. You don't have protection of any law Now, if your safety is violated in that way and they rob you of your vision, of your ability to be as safe as possible, under normal circumstances, let's say the person wasn't disabled, wouldn't that breed violence? You better believe it would, especially if there's no law. We don't advocate violence. We advocate peacefulness. We advocate get it out to the public. Let people know that we're being violated. That's the only way to change it. It's in the spirit of Martin Luther King that we believe that. And all people who love peace. But we, the disabled, have to suffer because there's no law. We suffer more than any other people on this planet because there's no law to protect us. I'll give you an example on that one. Person comes from a foreign country, can't even speak English, all right? They're not disabled. All they got to do is learn English, and they got all the rights. You know, you learn English, you can become an American citizen, you can convey your thoughts, you can apply for a job and all that. You have everything accessible. We who are born here and disabled, we don't have that. You know why most disabled people don't have a job? And there's another thing that can spark violence. If people were barred from getting a job because of non-accessibility, people wouldn't put up with that, would they? That at all. They'd organize. Some of them would become violent. You know, you're taking away my livelihood. I can't feed my kids, my wife, you know? That sparks violence. Just look at what's going on in Hong Kong. How the Chinese are lording over the people. What do you think it's all about? So there you have another situation where there's no law. They're taking away your safety in the form of a service dog. They're using you to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, as they did me. And that makes it even worse. So now they got you helping them to raise money, and they haven't serviced you. Go and tell me that doesn't breed violence. It does. And I'll tell you something. If they did it to the ordinary person, this country would be turned upside down. It would be the end of this country. But they do it to us, and they get away with it because we have no law. And where there is a set of rules, the American Disability Act, there's no enforcement of those rules. There's no enforcement because it's not a real law. And where you have no enforcement, that breeds violence. Should we become violent? No. We can't emphasize that enough. We do not urge disabled people to become violent, even though we know many times how much you want to be violent because your life is being violated. Inner sight around the world, and we'll come back to this subject. I want to remind you, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Little Bear, and the great, great, great Akita, and the Akita Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, my dear friend Joanne Diamond, her husband Matt, her daughter Belle, beautiful, beautiful people who operate the rescue. June 28, Whisker Walk. I'd love to go. I don't know if they're going to have an actual gathering, but I'm going to try to find out. All right. Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004. And Kennedy Realty, around the world, another good friend of ours, Mr. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Anthony Kennedy at 631-888-1186. Around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them, cherish them. Corey, Avante, and little Tommy, to mention a few who didn't get a chance to live their lives because of the way this system is set up. All right, Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. My first guide dog that I trained on my own, Mountain did that. He saved a kid's life one day on the subway. Gave me the idea for that saying, go an extra mile for a child. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and Italian Tavern, 516-798-1555, Massapequa Park, New York, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York, where we're coming to you from, coming to you live to the world on the podcast, on Blog Talk Radio, I should say, Blog Talk Radio. Let's see, what else we got? Some of our friends, Good Mojo Princes, SuttonInsurance.com, TruroLawCenter.com. We remember our friends. And around the world, Inner Sight, Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary, who runs the thing, 631-484-3085. You need dog food, cat food. Gary has helped me. He's helped several others of our group. He's pretty well known in the community. Give him a call, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and the medical. When he's able to do all that, by the way. He operates on donations. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. And let's see. What else we got on tap? All right, our engineer has not appeared yet, but I'll give you the phone number if you want to call in and listen. 213-816-1650. You can listen or you can be put in the queue and we'll try to recognize you. Can't recognize you on the phone, but if she sees you on the board, we'll try to take your phone call. Talking tonight about, should disabled people become violent because we're not equal? And there are so many, 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 many different examples of that. We hear them. We hear it every day. You know, if a person is equal in this country, can't talk about other countries because I don't live there, and some of them are worse. But in this country, if a person is equal, they can walk down the street, they can find their way, they can apply for a job, they can have total accessibility to where the public is invited, you know, they can have control of their life. And, you know, their money, so on and so forth. I mean, the list is endless under the Constitution. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We don't have that. We're controlled by the state, the government, who thinks they're doing us a favor. All right, now, you know who has it? One of, you know who are one of the worst people who are discriminated against in this country, forgotten more than anybody, I believe, the deaf blind, people that are blind and deaf. I remember several years ago going into one of the state hospitals out here on Long Island. I'm not even going to mention their name because I don't like it. And they had a deaf blind guy in there. And they couldn't even communicate with him. I finally was able to communicate with him a little bit, you know, and I helped him and them get out, get back into his neighborhood. And he lived with his sister, you know, and we were able to get him so that he could get his freedom. I don't know what happened after that, you know, because he wanted to go his own way, you know. So, but we did get him out of the hospital. We got him his freedom. We stuck up for him, and we helped a little bit to give him equality. You see, people are not protected by the law. Now, you take the people in the nursing home. That's one of the worst types of incarcerations that you could have. You know, you go in there, they take your assets, they take your disability money, they treat you like horrible with medical. They force medical on you. You know, you don't have a choice as to kind of healing you want and all that. And most people pass away before any help can get to them on these horrible programs. A lot of these programs aren't even set up to help all people. You know, it's like you have to pass a test when you're disabled to see if you can get the help. It's ridiculous. And yet the money is there, and the money is being made on these on people who are in nursing homes. Horrible, horrible system. You know, then something like this virus comes along, and it gets 1,000 times worse. Because the people in the nursing homes aren't protected by the law. You can't sue the state taking away your disability money. The law doesn't protect you. It's all one-sided. People should be able to fight for that money. That's your money. You earn that money with your blood. You earned it with not being treated as an equal person. And yet you're not protected. You can't fight for that money. So there's no law there. There's no justice. There's no equality. Now, under any other circumstances, people's money were cut off, and they've done nothing wrong, and they're not criminals. That could very easily spark violence on the part of their family, couldn't it?
Yes, it can.
We don't advocate violence. But look at the situation. You're abusing my family, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, whoever it is, you know? You know, it had a saying in the Old West, them's fighting words.
Yes, you know, it is.
You're taking my mother's disability money without a law to protect her, without justice.
Yeah.
You know, the horrible part behind it, that they can do this and you can't haul their ass into court and make them prove, you know, why they're doing it. Or make them, you know, or get the... get the agencies to step up and say, hey, we'll pay the bill. We'll
yeah.
give the person the money for their check, their little disability check, you know.
Right.
You can't bring that about because there's no law to make it happen. And look what happened to one of our advocates. We're not going to the nursing home advocate. We're not going to give you details because we're working on it. But had her mom on the wrong program 3 years.
I know.
Now, how much money did they raise on her being on the wrong program? I want to know the answer to that question.
Right.
They turned in that paperwork. Did they get the money from the government having her on the wrong program? And how much money was it?
Right. That'd be nice to know.
Yeah. How do you take them to court if there's no law?
That's right.
No justice. People
and the law
talk
is weak.
People talk about no justice. I'd like to see them walk through life with no law.
That's right. That's worse.
That's even worse. Because you got nothing and nobody to back you up.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Yeah. Oh, hello. Engineer co-host Suzanne.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi.
How you doing?
Could be better.
I
have no justice.
Yeah.
You know why?
I know.
And no law.
I have none either.
You know why? Today, they decided, and I had no control over it, I couldn't go for a CAT scan.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't pay the people that are supposed to pick you up.
Right.
But
basically,
yet, the money is there to pay the people.
Yes, it is.
But it's not in your possession.
That's correct.
Now, where's the law on that? Yeah.
There's nothing.
Can you call up and demand a fair hearing on that?
You know how many times I did that? It's like I'm talking like blue in my face. Seriously. I did already. I called a fair hearing on that. Then they want you to, then this is the best part. You got to appear in Albany. Huh? And to do it, and to get it any other way, you have to get a doctor's order and have to appear at the doctor's office. Huh? Once again. Come on, people. People are disabled and they are not feeling well. You got to do all this to get this done this way? Are you crazy? I have
well,
to
why
get
do
a
you
letter
have
from
to,
the doctor.
Why do you have to do all that? Why do you have to do all that if the money is there for you?
Exactly.
In other words, they'll waste more money to make you do all that. You know? When it's already there. See, that's why our way is better.
Mm-hmm.
Put the money in a debit card for the person's medical. Look at all the money
right.
the government saves that way.
It's more than that. It's dignity. They don't give us our dignity. They don't want to give us our dignity.
Yeah, because
no more.
The law doesn't protect you.
No, I think it's systematically taking away people's, humanity. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
They don't want people to have that humanity. Gone.
Damn right.
No more. You know, and that's sad.
Sure. Well, that's what we're talking about. That's what sparks violence.
Yeah.
You know, you're oppressing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're purposely oppressing people.
Yeah.
By having the system set up this way.
Yeah.
And that breeds violence. You know, if they did that to a regular person who needed something similar, right?
Yeah.
And they kept doing it and doing it and doing it to thousands. I guarantee you there'd be an organization out there demonstrating, and some of that demonstrating would turn violent.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they
I could
do it
see
to
that
others.
Happening.
Yeah.
Or they do it to us all the time. And they say, oh, but this is the way you have to accept it. You're disabled. You have to accept it that way. Live your life that way. That's what they say. And there's something wrong with you if you don't accept it that way. You know how many times they told me that? And they sent me for evaluations of psychology because I couldn't accept it.
Sure. Because there's no law. Now,
the evaluations of psychology, why am I psychologically unstable when I have to be accepting something substandard? And you're telling me that it's not substandard? I'm trying to convince me it's not substandard? Are you crazy?
Inner Sight submits that much of this is hate crime.
It is hate.
See, that's another part of this where we ought to be protected. When you do this to somebody, when you deny them somebody that they need for their life to protect us, you know, and there's no law, you know, to me, that's a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people working in these agencies, in these places, have hatred toward the disabled?
Oh, God, yeah.
Who don't belong there.
You know why? They don't want to see us succeed. You know why? Because they're not succeeding. Seriously.
Yeah.
They don't want to give us help. And, you know, sadly, those people go to school, they get a good job, and in truth, if they make, you know, us shine, they should shine in a different way. You know, they should not only get a pay, they should get, you know, something of their bills taken off and things like that. I'm not talking about something big and fancy. You're working for a nonprofit, for God's sakes. You know, you should know. You went in the industry for that. You know, I don't know.
The whole system needs to be changed. All right, how about, you got any phone calls on the line? 213-816-1650. And
somebody just went off the line, and I don't know. They can call back in if they'd like. I'd take the call, no problem. But they didn't put themselves at a one and want to come in. We didn't get a chance to speak, you know, get a chance to take their call.
All right, caller, if you want to call back, feel free. Inner Sight around the world, and so many different examples of situations that under normal, so-called normal circumstances, unfortunately, would turn violent. We don't advocate violence for people.
No.
But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. If this system keeps going on with us the way it is, eventually, it's going to turn violent. Because how much can people take? You know?
I know.
How much can you take? You know, that's what happens. You're denied your life. You're denied your what you need. You're denied your service dog. You're denied the right to go out and have the freedom of accessibility to a job.
Yeah.
You know? You're denied your freedom.
Your
to
movement.
Read a damn
your ability to move around.
Street sign.
Yeah.
You see,
you know, everything.
Disabled people have gone about this in the wrong way. From day one, they should have insisted that this denial of all the things, of the basic things we need, is considered a possible hate crime to be proven, to be decided by a court of law. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to go to court and win. A lot of people may lose, but at least you'd have the protection. You'd have your justice.
Right.
We don't have that now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know? We don't have that. And coupled with the coupled with the inner sight idea, you know, you'd have a much better system.
Right.
But the taxes would be reduced. People would be running their own lives. The money would be in the hands of the person who needs it, not in the hands of some agency who's juggling it around. You don't know what the hell happened to the money.
Right.
There you have it. You know, the whole approach was wrong. You know, because people compromise because they're afraid. If you put in the law this way, it'll never pass. That's what they thought.
You got Louie hanging in.
Who?
Louie. No.
Oh no, Louie! Oh, he's a day early.
I know.
All right. Anybody else?
No, I was hoping the other caller would call.
All right, let's take a call. We'll take a call from Louie.
Okay.
One of our biggest fans, Louie Ribeiro on Inner Sight Live.
Here we come. Oops, wait. Hold on. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
What's going on? Oh, I hate blog. Sorry.
All right.
It's coming.
We'll try to get Louie online.
So Christmas.
A little warm up for tomorrow night.
Yeah, right. If
funny.
I can get him on with this stupid
if we can get
what it called blog. Yeah.
In the meantime, let me remind everybody television. Hold it. Television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997 on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 8:30, Channel 20 Wednesday night television, Long Island. Hey, Lou, you there?
Hello.
Hey, there he is. All right. What's up?
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie.
This is Louie Ribeiro talking.
On the ringy ring.
I'm warming up for tomorrow's frolics.
Warming up?
Yeah,
it.
No, you're advertising it. I can tell.
I'm warming up so
how
I can inhale, exhale.
Inhale, exhale. What's that about?
Inhale, exhale. No smoking on my show.
Wait a minute. What?
No smoking on my show, he said.
Yeah.
No. Something else.
Uh-oh.
Inhale.
Oh.
Exhale. That's
exercise?
Sweet. Inhale, exhale.
Oh, that's
uh-oh.
Good for the lungs.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Hey, Frank.
All right. You.
I watch. My favorite show I watch on E on Thursday night. Those two former wrestlers, Nikki and Brie Bella. Their show called Total Bellas. That's a reality show about those two pretty ladies.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, I know you like to watch pretty ladies.
Oh,
I watch Total Bellas. I watch that other show on Public Access sometime called Date Night with Connie and Chrissy.
Oh.
Connie and Chrissy?
Yeah,
oh,
Date Night on Public Access.
Oh.
Who's Connie and Chrissy?
Connie and Chrissy. They're the two female ladies from Date Night from... on a Saturday afternoon sometimes, they're talking 25 minutes, jabbing, yak, and dating,
you like,
dating men.
You like talk all about dating men, eh?
Oh, they're talking about dating, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's it.
That's a dating show?
Date night.
It's
the name of the show.
Date night. Oh, boy. Now we're in trouble.
All right.
two pink dresses ladies talking in those interviews
night,
and then date night, you know, and they're talking about when you're dancing and shake the booty and everything, you know.
Oh, shake the booty? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are you going to go out with one of them?
I think
I wish I could go on that show date night, but I don't know. I don't know where they're at, you know.
Well, I can get you a date night on that show. That'd be nice if I can.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Date night.
Huh? Yeah.
I can find out about that. I'll find out about
it. Yeah, that'd be cool. We could find out for him. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Date night. I gotta look on your internet. Date night with Connie and Christy. They're from
you
Public
want
Access.
To look it up for you and find out.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You want us to find out for you?
Yeah, look it up. The internet.
Well, we'll check it out. I don't do it now, but we'll check it out.
Yeah, we will. We'll check it
out. All right, Inner Sight with Louie. And what else? Louie, what are you going to do tomorrow night? Anything funny? Just give him an idea. Anything funny?
Well, tomorrow I call you at 8:30. Call the Follies. I call you. Are you doing Jackie Gleason, Friendly Philosopher, Lauren and Hardy, and then what's his name? Jack Benny.
No,
Pat Cooper. I'll do Pat Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget Pat.
Pat Cooper. You know Pat Cooper.
I know Pat.
All right, that's tomorrow night. Tell everybody when to listen. Go ahead.
What time?
I'll call Buffy Casalvo on 1 week from tomorrow. And call Block Talk Radio. You're going to hear Buffy Casalvo live through the rail. You heard it before.
Oh, so we're going to hear Buffy, too. All right.
All right, tomorrow night, the Funnies on Inner Sight with Louie Rivera and yours truly and whatever other crazy stuff we can dig up. All right.
I'll do entertaining of Buffy Casalvo.
All right.
And I'll give the Total Bellas, Nikki Bella, the Bella Sisters some love drops.
Yeah, that's it. Give them the love drop.
Yeah, well, Bella, Bella. Okay. The Bella Sisters and tell them to come
on.
Cool.
Suzanne, don't forget Connie and Chris, Christine and Christy and Connie. Name a show called Date Night is on the Public Access channel.
Okay, I'll look it up for you.
We'll check it out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Kelly?
Lou.
Okay. Hey, I love you, Suzanne. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay. Take care, Louie.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. Phone number here, 213-816-1650. And talking tonight about should the disabled become violent when rights are violated. What's all that noise?
It's coming out. Hold on.
All right.
Got it.
Should disabled people become violent when we're not equal? You know, we certainly do not advocate for violence.
That's right.
But it's absolutely horrendous how millions of us are treated throughout the world. I can't resist the story of
Frank. Maureen's now in queue. She came back.
All right. Well, let me tell my story. I can't resist the story of told to me by Michelle Charlesworth, how she did a news story on a woman disabled in a wheelchair, and literally, you know, trying to get in to the subway in New York City, and so many places aren't accessible, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Now, can you imagine if the average person had to go through that? You know what would happen? They would break the damn thing down, the walls down, and make it accessible.
That's true.
The way New York is.
I go through that every day. I go through that every day. I mean,
you and millions of others.
I go through that every single day. My multiple disabilities make it so hard for me to just do one simple thing each and every day. So if one thing goes wrong in one certain aspect of my day. So, for example, if I can't hear something and I have to do something and I can't hear it right, then that part of my day goes wrong. Or if I can't see something right, you know, then that part of my day goes wrong. And if I can't, you know, access something in a location, then that part of my day goes right. If my wheelchair is not working, then that part of my oxygen is not right, or if I'm in terrible amounts of pain, or I just keep going.
Yeah, okay, but yes, what about the so-called normal person, right? You know,
well, they won't handle
who would have to go through that on the normal circumstance. In other words, it wasn't there.
They were in a normal situation. Yeah, it wasn't there for them. If all that wasn't there for them, meaning if it was say for example, their job wasn't there for them, or
that would breed violence.
Oh,
would it not?
It would big time.
Because they wouldn't be equal.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the point.
Somebody.
Of what we're talking about, you know, and the in the case of the subway, their excuse was, you know, we can't put in all these elevators, you know. But now they made the mistake.
Yes.
They made it wrong
years.
To begin with.
That's right.
Now correct it.
No, it's been 30 years since they said that. 30 years. You know, the ADA has been around 30 years. You've had 30 years to correct that. 30. Okay? You tell me you didn't have enough time? Come on.
They should have made ramps with everything. They shouldn't even have bothered with elevators.
Yes.
Ramps are healthier anyway.
You should have made it like the 42nd Street station. The 42nd Street station's all ramped up. You don't have to worry about an elevator breaking down.
Well, there you go.
Really?
So there's an example. Why don't they make every station like that?
Right.
You know.
It's not always conducive to that, but they can make it somewhat similar to that. You know.
If they really wanted to do it, they could do it.
They probably could.
Let's take a phone call. Inner Sight, mm-hmm. Maureen's on the line.
Yes, she is.
Inner Sight, our nursing home advocate.
Okay, here she comes.
Live to the world. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Yes.
I long for the day you don't have to address me as that.
Oh.
She don't want
as
to
a nursing home
that.
Advocate. I long for the day I don't have to be that. You know
right.
what I mean?
We'd have to get rid of
be
all
at home with my mom.
Just Maureen.
Right, Maureen and Mary, three people out of a nursing home, right?
Right.
That's what I'm longing
that
for that day.
When you're done, Frank. Just to let you know.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I'm glad another caller called back in, too. I see them on the list, so I'm just letting Frank know.
All right, be quiet. Mm-hmm. Maureen, what's up?
Yeah. Well, I think things might be moving. Well, I hope so anyway. I got a call from her social worker before. So I'll call you tomorrow and tell you the whole thing. I tried to get you again, Frank, but the 244 number wasn't working again, the 631244. So I'll call you tomorrow and tell you what the latest was. But I think, you know, instead of taking down all the statues and all, I don't know if anybody said this yet, but the part that says all men are created equal, I think that ought to be rewritten, because that's certainly not true. We aren't all created
sure.
equal. Mm-hmm. Right?
We're not all equal.
No, we're not. So that part, they should rewrite that whole sentence or take that out first off the bat, you know?
Right.
People are born into privilege. People are, you know, and other people have to struggle for everything, you know. So we're not all created
right.
equal, as it says, you know. And handicapped people certainly have it really, really tough, you know, really tough, you know. Mm-hmm. So I could have
perpetrated by the government and the agencies.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. Both that don't do anything. Really, it's sickening, you know. Really,
how many agencies are fundraising money to make everything accessible. I don't even think there's one.
No, I'm sure not zero. Absolutely,
I don't believe there's
not,
one.
You know? It's just horrendous how we have to live. And because I'm, you know, handicapped, I can't have any, I don't have the money to have a, you know, smartphone or anything. So I can't do the FaceTime with my mom. At least if she could have seen me and I could have seen her a bit, it would have made it a little bit better. But I can't do that. So, you know, I could be angry at a lot of stuff, but I wouldn't get violence. That's for certain, you know. I get upset, but I wouldn't get violence.
And here's another one. How many agencies are raising funds to pass laws, a law with enforcement for people who are disabled in every place where we don't have one?
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
There isn't any,
there isn't.
Not one.
I don't know of one.
There's no enforcement anywhere.
Yeah.
But, Mayor, you know, Maureen, there's another thing that I just thought of. Where is the FaceTime available at the nursing home? And where they can have it at their own bedside for them only, and have it where they all could communicate with their families. Why don't they have that?
I mean,
you know, instead
they
of,
do have
of
the,
having us
yeah.
buy it for them, you know,
they
and
do,
on a regular basis.
They do have the device for it, but I don't have it on my end. That's the problem. You know, they're able to do it on their end, but I don't have a phone to do
it
on my end, you know.
They shouldn't provide it for the family. And then they don't have it. No, see, here's the other thing that I'm trying to say. My mother doesn't have it, okay? They have the device, yeah, but they share it throughout the whole place. And they, you have to book a time.
Yeah, that's what they do. Right.
You have to book a time. Why can't they have
right,
the
exactly.
device for both ends? You know, it don't
yeah.
make sense.
I get to talk to my mom every Tuesday and every Friday.
Right. And they said, you didn't have to put your family member in an institution. Well, yeah, I didn't have to put my family member in an institution. I never wanted to put a family member in an institution.
Right,
you
exactly.
took my family member and put her in there. I didn't want her in there. You took her out
right.
of the community and put her in there.
That's
right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, I mean, I wouldn't need FaceTime with my mom. I used to have face-to-face with my mom.
How could I afford
sorry,
Frank? Frank, when I had lawyers
you
there?
You should have fought them more. You didn't fight them enough. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. Be honest? Oh, how could
yeah.
I fight them when the Open Dental Services was going to take me to task and put me
you
in jail?
You should have fought them more. We could have fought them.
Really?
More than it was.
I had,
we could afford them more.
I had Maria, what do you call Ave Maria? How was I gonna? Well, who was I gonna ask for better than that? Really?
Oh, you find somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I
find somebody else. Somebody tells you can't do it. You find somebody
it.
Else.
It was should
have afford
it, Frank. You can't play money.
All right, inner sight, Maureen, anything else?
Yeah. No, I said I only get to talk to her every Tuesday and Friday. No specific time. It can be anywhere from like 11 something to almost 5. You know, I don't have any, there's no set time. Twice a week. That's all we get. You know, and this
what,
pandemic
has
just been. Yeah, we pick Tuesday and Friday. You know, that way it kind of breaks up the week a bit. You know. But
take
I mean,
your money
the
and then they make
just,
the schedule. How nice.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, you only
they
get
do.
Twice a week, so we pick the Tuesday and Friday, but you only
get
two
I get it whenever they want to. That's it, and if they don't want to, you don't get it, basically.
No, we get at least, you know, twice a week they said we could make the calls. But,
twice?
But that's
oh,
it,
God.
You know, you get like maybe 10
You're
minutes
lucky.
Each day, and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
Just,
all right, let's, we have another phone call?
Yes, we do.
All right,
okay,
Maureen,
thanks,
we're going to pick
take
another
care.
Phone call.
Yes.
Okay, good night. So
thank you.
Okay, good night.
Keep in touch,
okay,
and don't
care.
Forget
thank
to follow up with that.
Okay.
Yes, I know I am. I'm doing. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
Inner Sight Live, we don't advocate violence.
Okay.
But sometimes you feel like you want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Inner Sight. Who we got?
Yeah. I don't know. New person. Hello?
Hello?
Miss Suzanne?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Mr. Perino. How are you?
Oh, Caroline. Yeah, I'm good. How you doing?
Hello, Caroline. I forgot to press number one. I don't remember. I don't remember how to get in on the conversation, so I made a mistake.
Number one.
I think you have to hit option one, right?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do that, but I'm just calling to say hello, and I'm so interested at your conversations, which are very, very amazing. I have been so upset at watching the news so much, and I was so taken. I was making, you know, the peanut butter sandwiches for the children, for the Catholic churches. Do you know that missionary where you make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Did you ever hear of that?
No.
No. You never heard of that,
yeah,
Mr. Zan?
Heard of peanut butter and jelly.
Well,
the
Catholic churches, they had stopped it because of the virus, and I was so upset. I was crying today. I says, why don't they make these children Campbell's soup? Why do they have to have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Well, and who's feeding these missionary children that are poor? So I was so upset. I called the church, and they said they're not open. Doing that for an hour of my time. Everybody gets together, and we make sandwiches for the less fortunate.
Where are these children?
Well, they don't tell us because it's complicated.
I can hardly hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, no.
I can hardly hear you.
But,
where are the children?
We don't know where the children are. All we know is that
where are you speaking from? It's very hard to hear you.
It's a cell phone, but it's antique. It's a flip phone.
Oh, you're on a cell phone. You don't have a landline?
It's a cheap phone.
No, I don't.
All right, so now,
where
are these children?
We don't know. We're not allowed to ask that question because of confidential. But it's a
Your call is all broken. Caroline, hang up and call back in.
Oh, wait, Caroline, where you were earlier when you first called was much better. Can you go back to the? Oh, all right.
Call back in.
She hung up. She's calling back in.
All right. You know, children who are under the power of the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. Oh God. I'm afraid for them. That's like living with the devil.
It is.
It's horrible.
See,
what's
now,
been going on with all this stuff.
When I grew up under, now you might not agree with this, grew up under the Orthodox.
Your phone is
religion.
Broken up now, too.
Oh, God, Frank.
Is this better?
Crazy.
Is that better? Is better?
A little bit.
Okay, good. You know, I grew up under the Orthodox religion, and I also grew up under a very strict family, very strict, which was good, because if you didn't grow up under that strict family and strict upbringing, you know, just of a Middle Eastern family, I think it would have made it much worse, you know, for the priests in a nutshell.
Well,
it wasn't like
a lot of these Muslims don't treat their women right either.
Well, I'm not Muslim.
Forget about that.
I'm not Muslim.
I didn't say you were. I said a lot of them don't treat their women right.
Oh no, yeah.
And their children.
Some do. Some really treat their women.
But there's a lot of good people too. All right, did Caroline call back in?
Not yet.
Oh, all right.
No, not yet.
All right, Inner Sight, and you know, we certainly do not advocate violence. When people aren't equal, when they're treated horrible, you know, when they're taken advantage of constantly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and nothing is really done about it, you know. I'm going through that right now. You know, the
yeah.
town where I live, the state, the county, refuses to make traffic lights so that everybody can read them, you know. And it's hard. It's stressful because there's no enforcement. There's no laws. There's no protection of a simple thing like that to give people the simple safe that everybody takes for granted. You know, that causes
yeah.
violence.
Yes, it can.
That breeds violence. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If that happened to other people, so-called
mm-hmm.
normal people, and it kept going on and on and on, there was no law, no enforcement, no justice, I guarantee mm-hmm. you some of them would turn violent.
Yeah, for sure.
So the state is provoking those of us who are disabled, giving us, making us equal. They're provoking us. And many
mm-hmm.
a times it's done deliberately, which means that it's a hate crime. And there you have no protection there, no law there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go to a court and tell the judge I was denied a guide dog, I believe it's a hate crime. Or anything else.
Right out.
You know?
He would.
You can't go to a court and say to the judge, my relative is in a nursing home and they brought people in who gave him the virus. I believe it's a hate crime.
I know it's a hate crime.
But there's no protection,
yeah.
no justice, no
yeah.
law. Well, that's what we have to deal with, world. And let me tell you something. Disabled people are saints because we're not going violent. We're saints.
Yeah.
All right? You want to talk about holiness, about people who are better in holiness than the damn church and all those phonies. All those phonies. That's us, the disabled, who have to walk through life with no law, no protection, and be treated like this,
mm-hmm.
and yet remain nonviolent.
Some don't,
all right.
though.
Anyway, tomorrow night we'll
I
be back with the funnies
first.
Here on Inner Sight Live. I want to thank everybody for listening. Suzanne, co-host and engineer, engineer and all our callers. Sorry about that call, Caroline. Got to try to get
yeah,
a better phone.
Yeah.
All right.
I gotta see if we could try to get phones for everybody, Caroline and myself and Maureen also.
Well, Maureen was all right. She sounded all right.
Yeah, but she has
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090. Be with us tomorrow night on the funnies. We'll have Louie and the philosopher and maybe Lauren Hardy and the whole gang.
The whole gang right. will be here.
Tomorrow
yeah.
night, and we'll have Gabriel with entertainment. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight round the world.
Good
Thank
night,
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.